The following is a reading from Chapter 9 from George Orwell's Animal Farm, published in 1946. Meanwhile, life was hard. The winter was as cold as the last one had been, and food was even shorter. Once again, all the rations were reduced except those of the pigs and dogs. A too rigid equality in rations, Squealer explained, would have been contrary to the principles of animalism. In any case, he had no difficulty in proving to the other animals that they were not in reality short of food, whatever the appearances might be. For the time being, certainly, it had been found necessary to make a readjustment of rations. Squealer always spoke of it as a readjustment and never a reduction. But in comparison with the days of Jones, the improvement was enormous. Reading out the figures in a shrill, rapid voice, he proved to them in detail that they had more oats, more hay, more turnips than they had had in Jones's day, that they worked shorter hours, that their drinking water was of better quality, that they lived longer, that a larger proportion of their young ones survived infancy, and that they had more straw in their stalls and suffered less from fleas. The animals believed every word of it. Truth to tell, Jones and all he had stood for had almost faded out of their memories. They knew that life nowadays was harsh and bare, that they were often hungry and often cold, and were usually working when not asleep. But doubtless it had been worse in the old days. They were glad to believe so. I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.